Okay, praise God. If you'd like to. Wasn't that wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord, you know, he's more generous than often I think we realize. He's good and he's kind, and he actually does want to give and give. You know, he gives generously without finding fault, James said. I love that one. You know, it's not like Santa looking out if you're naughty or nice. He gives generously without finding fault. Keeps no record of wrong. Wants to bless. Well, he wants to bless us even more with a short message this morning. And I do want to start by reassuring you it really will be short. I was thinking about the fabric conditioner. I can't remember. Well, it doesn't matter which one it is, does it? But Small and Mighty, I believe this message is short. But it will speak into all of our lives, myself included, and really not just bless us, but equip us for the Christmas season, and hopefully beyond that as well. I was listening to two people talking about Christmas the other week, and I heard one say to the other, well, we'll get through it. And honestly, I mean, you know, I love all things Christmas. And I was kind of shocked and stunned. And I thought, what a sad attitude. I kind of wanted to shake them and say, what? Are you kidding? It's the most wonderful time of the year. But I realized that, you know, what they were bracing themselves for is the pressure that can come with Christmas. It's crazy, really, isn't it? But this pressure that Pastor Judith was talking about to create this perfect Christmas and buy, and entertain and kind of navigate potential relational issues that can happen when you're all kind of trapped in one space for too long with the central heating on. Or is that just my Christmas? really, I mean, I just... My mum likes it at a steady 22 degrees, and for some reason it kind of feels like 30 degrees. We're going up to visit her in Nottingham this Christmas, and we have to pack as if we're going to Australia, literally. Really, it's a hot house. Anyway, God bless us. His grace is sufficient for all things. But, you know, this pressure that comes with the Christmas season, I thank God for Jesus, don't you? Let's just say it out loud. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God we don't have to conform to the pressure of this world, actually, to have everything perfect. You know, the media creates all these perfect scenes of everybody happy and joyful, and there's a kind of golden glow to everything. And, you know, we need to celebrate because it's all about Jesus, actually. It's right to celebrate, but we need to be led by the Spirit, don't we? Really, with our buying and our giving and our, you know, really, I do pray for wisdom with giving Christmas presents, because it can get silly, you know. Lord, give us the right ideas and wisdom to know what and how, you know, to spend. And in it all, I've written down here, let the peace of God rule. Pastor Judith spoke last weekend, let the peace of God rule. I'm going to bring that scripture in just a second, but really, she was speaking last weekend, letting the peace of God rule. And I think it really is important for all of us to remember that. You know, I remind myself regularly, one of the great benefits of our salvation is that we can live in peace. And this scripture says, Colossians 3, verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Now, I want to draw a connection here between peace and thanksgiving. I've noticed in my own life they are connected. The more thankful I am, the more peace I have. And I think I've got a slide for this. Little thanks, little peace. Lots of thanks, lots of peace. I think that's quite a profound revelation. I'm just going to let that one sit for a moment. Little thanks, little peace, lots of thanks, lots of peace. And naturally speaking, we give thanks and we're happy when things are going well. But the Lord says to us, doesn't he? Rejoice always, in everything give thanks. Here it is, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. This isn't natural, is it? It's not natural to do that, but it's supernatural. And, you know, the Lord, if it was natural, look, he wouldn't have to command us to do it. We need the reminder. This is what you need to do. And actually, I believe that those three things there, the rejoicing, the praying, and the giving thanks, they're triggers. They're triggers, really, that set in motion the will of God into our lives. Really, it kind of, it brings his blessing in. When we start to rejoice and pray and give thanks, it's like inviting God into our lives and circumstances to bring his order, to work things together for good. Really, attract the Lord, attract the power of the Holy Spirit. Just say to the person next to you, this message is for me. It's for me as well. And what I have discovered, and genuinely I'm still discovering all the time, if I rejoice when I don't want to, and I give thanks when I don't want to, and I, you know, pray when I don't want to, it releases God. It's like a boomerang. This is what I've learned and continue to learn. Because it's hard, isn't it? When you're in a difficult situation, it's hard to rejoice and to pray and to give thanks. But if we will do it, it's like a boomerang. The blessing that you throw out comes back upon you. And actually, you end up changed. And the Lord doesn't tell us to do these things to get something from us. He's actually telling us to do these things to get something to us. The supply of his Spirit, if we will rejoice, if we will pray, if we will give thanks, the supply of the Spirit is set in motion in our lives. Lord, let this not be a theory, but help us experience this, I pray. I just wanted to share a brief testimony with you about this. It was probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago now. And I don't know how this happened or why this happened, but we ended up hosting for both sides of the family over Christmas. So we, and I can't remember which way around it was, but we had David's side of the family and my side of the family as well. And I can still remember where I was in the kitchen, on my knees, down by the kitchen table with the dustpan and brush, sweeping, mumbling and complaining. I don't know what I was saying, but I was not happy. And I just heard the Lord say to me, give thanks. I mean, honestly, are you kidding? You know, I've just done a shed load of work. I've got a shed load of work ahead of me. Give thanks. Anyway, I did it. Amazingly, really, I did it. I started to give thanks. And I started, you know, thank you, Lord, there's food in the fridge. Thank you, Lord, I've got this home. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely filthy and needs sorting out, but thank you for this home. Thank you, Lord, we've got money to buy presents. You know, and I just started getting through, literally giving thanks for everything I could think of giving thanks for. And within a few minutes, it changed me. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, I actually saw how blessed am I. What have I got to complain about? I'm blessed. And I'll be honest with you, I dipped a bit later in the day. I was fine for a little while. But I dipped again. But what I found was, if I went back to giving thanks, it helped me again. It's like a tool, really. Thanksgiving is a tool to change you. And I want to really bring three benefits. We've got a slide for this. Three benefits of giving thanks to God. The first one is, it gets our eyes off of ourselves and onto him. Very necessary. It also gets our eyes off of the negatives and onto the positives, because you're acknowledging the truth. And of course, it says, we know the truth will set us free. It's liberating, actually. And then the third one, this for me is amazing. You actually get to experience the presence of God. And I'm just going to unpack this a little bit. I won't take too long, but just unpack this a little bit. Because I just think we all need a fresh revelation of the greatness of Thanksgiving. So we'll start with number one. Thanksgiving gets our eyes off of ourselves and onto him. Our awareness of God is absolutely vital if we're going to see victory. If we're going to overcome things, we need to be aware of God. is vital for seeing victory in our lives. Pastor Judith earlier mentioned the woman with the issue of blood. Think about her. She, bleeding for 12 years, spent everything she'd had on doctors. She was sick and she was poor. But her eyes were not on herself. She had a missile lock on Jesus. She was reaching out for him. And she, that contact of faith, she touched him. She got her miracle. She was aware of him. She was looking for him, seeking him out. And we need to be like that in the challenges of life, looking for him, aware of him, you know. And I'm going to bring this scripture in a minute. For me, it's such a sobering scripture, because if we ignore him and actually stop giving thanks, we go downhill fast. I know that from my own experience. I'm sure you know that from your own experience. This is scripture. We've got a slide for it. Romans 1, verse 21 says this. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful. It seems such a small thing, doesn't it? But in the Lord's eyes, thanksgiving is a big thing. Nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Yikes. I like to learn from my own mistakes, but it's even better if I can learn from somebody else's. You know, what a mistake they made. But it's a mistake and a position that we can all make, because we know God. In this room, we all know God. But we can ignore him, and we can stop being thankful, and then the same thing happens. Our thinking becomes futile, and our hearts get darkened. If your thinking is futile, actually, you lose purpose. When your thoughts are futile, you lose purpose, and you get depressed, actually, if your thinking's futile. And if your hearts get darkened, you lose your sense of God. You lose your awareness of God and your awareness of the spirit realm. And I really want to put it to you this morning. Thanksgiving rescues us from that. I don't want futile thoughts. I don't want a dark heart. Thanksgiving will keep me from that and you. Praise God. And actually, when we start to live aware of God with us and in us, problems shrink. Have you noticed? They don't necessarily change there and then, but your perspective changes, you know? And so they shrink in your eyes. Actually, faith comes and you develop this overcoming mindset. When you're aware of God with you and in you, it might not be better around you, but it's better in you, isn't it? And I just want you to think now, of any challenge you might have going on in your life at the moment, anything, in any area, in your home life, in your work life, relational issues, whatever it might be, if you are aware of the greater one in you, if you were constantly aware of the greater one in you, wouldn't you handle it better? You would, wouldn't you? So would I. You'd approach it with a faith mindset. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can meet these deadlines at work. The greater one is in me. You know, I can get through the to-do list before December the 25th. I can cook the Christmas dinner and still have a smile on my face. You know, I can. God is in me. God is able, you know. If we can flip back to the other slide, the three-point slide. The second one is thanksgiving gets our eyes off of the negative and onto the positive. Look, it's counting the good things. We all have good things. Of course, there are things that we want to see some areas of improvement and we want to see change. But there are good gifts in our lives. The enemy wants us focused on all the negatives. But we need to focus on the good things. Give thanks for the good things. Really, you know, become aware of God's goodness. It's very hard to stay depressed if you're focused on the goodness of God. I'm going to say that again. It's very hard to stay depressed if you are focused on the goodness of God to you personally. Look, there's always going to be negatives. Till the day we go to be with the Lord, there'll always be negatives to look at and talk about. And, you know, I think we just need to learn to pray more and talk less about the negatives. We kind of like to talk about them, don't they? And I'm not... I'm not being unrealistic. Sometimes we need to talk about them, but I counsel you, pray first. Pray first and then talk to whoever you need to talk to and say, okay, this is a pressure point or these things need to change. But you're kind of approaching it with a, I know God's with me and in me anyway. You know, this is tough, this needs sorting, but God. And I don't think as human beings we handle pressure that well. Some people handle it better than others naturally, but none of us handle it that well. But with the Lord, we handle it so much better. With the Lord, we don't crack. I watched this program ages ago now, but it really struck me. It was about the townships in South Africa. And this one girl made this comment. She said, we don't crack. She was from the township. She said, we don't crack. You know, it's a tough environment. It's a tough environment they're in, and they're tough people. They've learned to be tough because of their situation. But I thought to myself as I was watching that, in the spirit, we don't crack. With faith in Jesus, we don't crack. If you have active faith in Jesus, you won't crack. Just say to the person next to you, with faith in Jesus, I won't crack. Amen and amen. As believers, we don't crack. We have Christ in us. And so in the midst of these tough things, in the midst of these trials, really, we need to acknowledge the greater one in us. Count our blessings. Focus on the good things. Take an inventory of all the good things God has given and done for you. I can walk. I can walk. I can talk. I can hear. I can see. I've got a roof over my head. I'm not wondering where the next meal's coming from. Come on. We have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Don't we? You know, you can thank your way out of a depression. And out of sadness, you can thank and praise your way out of sadness and discouragement. The alternative is you go down with it. That's not a good option. You know, you go down with it and you start complaining. The temptation to complain is great, isn't it? Every day of our lives, the temptation to complain is huge. And we need to resist it by doing this, doing the 1 Thessalonians 5. I had this thing, and I think we've got a slide for it. Complaining is like launching a missile at your own life. It will take you down. It is. I hope that sticks with every single one of us over Christmas. Complaining is launching a missile against your own life. You will sink yourself. Okay? Now, I've got a really good picture of what Thanksgiving is like. Thanksgiving is like pulling the cord on a life jacket. You might have taken yourself down. If you'll pull that cord with Thanksgiving, you'll come back up to the surface. It inflates, you bob back up to the surface. And you start to see your life from his perspective, the Lord's perspective. You start to see, do you know what? I've got a lot to be thankful for. I have. You know, it's acknowledging the truth that sets us free. You kind of loosen up a bit and you lighten up a bit. If not for your own sake, do it for the people around you. Do you know what I mean? You know, be a joy bringer this Christmas by being thankful. Being thankful. Okay, number 3, and this is the last one. This really, you know, it's kind of my latest and greatest revelation, this. That as I give thanks, I actually experience the presence of God. I want you to turn in your Bibles, please, because I want you to see it there in your own book. Psalm 100 and verse 4. We pray this regularly because it's a great psalm. But verse 4, you'll know it well. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. That's what it says, doesn't it? More or less, your version may be different, but enter his gates with thanksgiving. And I've wondered about this verse from a New Testament perspective. Because from a New Testament perspective, we're always in his courts, aren't we? We're always in his presence. Jesus promised he'd never leave us or forsake us. He's always with us. We're always with him. That's right, isn't it? However, do we always experience the presence of God? No. We wish we did, but we don't. But what I've realized is, as I start to give thanks, that this happens. If I really engage with the Lord and really genuinely give him thanks for who he is, for what he's done, for what he's given to me, I actually start to experience his presence. I kind of connect with him, and you connect with God. You can experience his presence through thanksgiving. The beginning of November, I drove up to Nottingham, and Mum was having this literally life-saving operation. The doctor had said to her he wasn't sure if she'd make it through. It was really serious. It was a real kind of touch-and-go thing. And I was driving up feeling anxious, having prayed about it, of course, still feeling anxious. And it was a day like today. The rain was just kind of really heavy. The wipers were going. And I just heard the Lord say to me, give thanks. Just give thanks. So I started to give thanks. Do you know what? It changed me. But let me tell you, I experienced the presence of God in that car going up the M5 in a way that I haven't done, I don't think, really before. It was a real moment, you know. It was a little bit like, on the Mount of Transfiguration when the cloud of glory appeared and descended. I literally felt like that. I literally felt like I'm in a mist. Other drivers are kind of seeing this car full of mist going up the motorway. It was like that. It was like, this has got to be visible. It's such a feeling to me. It's such an experience of God. It was amazing. And really, I believe that that was God's gift to me, because it was such an extreme situation. You know, I was so challenged in my soul. And it gave me a gift of faith to believe. And, you know, she came out of the op and they got the lot. She's making her recovery now. Praise God. But I had faith for this Psalm 100, verse 4. I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving. I'm going to experience the presence of God as I start to give thanks. I believed it, and it happened. And I just want to encourage you, life is tough at times, you know, and there are little challenges, lots of them, every day. But if we will give thanks, get our eyes onto him, get them off the negatives and onto the positives, we will experience, pulling that cord on the life jacket, we can all of us experience the presence of God. And you know, it's a mature choice to give thanks when you're in trouble. Babies complain when they feel pain and any kind of difficulty. It's a mature thing to do, but it will change us. Here I am testifying today, it changed me. It does change me, because you're tapping into the supply of the Spirit, actually. So really, to finish, I just want to say, let's not be like that lady and just get through Christmas. Let's do it the Jesus way. Let's not be led up and down by our circumstances and our emotions. Look, you're going to give presents and people are going to seem a bit ungrateful. It happens most years. You know, red wine may get spilt, or coffee. You know, there may be a little bit of something sticky on the carpet. Stuff happens, you know, and you can lose your joy if you're not careful. But we got to do this. If we could go back to the 1 Thessalonians 5, we got to do this as a lifestyle. It's kind of a disciplined response. We need to train ourselves to live this. You know, look, let's be real. We're waiting in the multi-story. Somebody nips in and steals the space you've been waiting for. Rejoice. Rejoice. You're not sleeping. You know, you have a bit of cold symptoms. Pray. Or, you know, Christmas comes around the 25th. You ruin the turkey. Nobody likes your alternative Christmas pudding. Give thanks. How about that? Do you know what I mean? Let's be real about it. There's always cheese. There's always chocolate. Nobody's going to starve. You know, we just have to, we got to train ourselves. We have to train ourselves to do this. And I'm being really real with you. Yesterday afternoon, so I'd prepared this message on Thanksgiving. Yeah, I thought, right, I'll take the dog out. We just got him groomed. He's looking beautiful, white, lovely, you know, all ready for Christmas. I thought, right, I'll take the dog out. He was loitering behind, and I was walking on ahead because I just wanted to do my route and get home. Turned around to see him. If any of you have got a dog, you'll know this. When the neck goes down and the head goes down and they start to roll. You know what I'm talking about? And they said, he'd found some sort of manure. I don't know what it was. All four legs in the air. Smile on his face, rolling and rolling. Oh, my giddy auntie. And do you know what? I was on the verge. I just shouted, no! And he stopped. And his ears were back. And I was amazed he stopped, to be honest. But anyway, I was going to get annoyed. And then I just looked at him. And I remember the promise we'd been given. Because we actually prayed whether we should get a dog. Because it is a big deal. It's a bit of a tie. And the Lord said, given for your rich enjoyment. So I said, Lord, I thank you this dog is given for our rich enjoyment. And I looked at his silly face, patches of brown, ears back, and I just started to laugh. And I just thought, that's how we got to do it. Stuff happens, challenges happen. You know, your kids are going to break things, drop things, spill things, probably you will too. What are you going to do? You know, you're going to lose your peace and joy. You know, and of course these are only the little things, but and there are bigger things as well. But we can stay. We can stay letting the peace of God rule. Lifted by pulling on that cord, inflating ourselves and bobbing back to the surface by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's stand. Praise God.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith South West, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.